WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. During the height of perestroika at the Moscow Book Fair, the American publishing company Knopf picked up a collection of short stories by the Russian writer Tatiana Tolstoya. She's the great-grandniece of Leo Tolstoy. That book, On the Golden Porch, was published here 3 years ago. Now Knopf has published a collection of Tolstoy's short stories, written prior to the disintegration of the Soviet Union. Our book critic John Leonard has a review of the new book, Sleepwalker in a Fog.
A couple of years ago, I said we should stop comparing Tatiana Tolstoya to Chekhov and start thinking about other Russian writers with more of a taste for the extravagant, like Bulgakov and Mandelstam, and maybe Andrei Bely from the Silver Age. Well, here she is again, Leo Tolstoy's great-grandniece, with another collection of stories. And in almost every review I've seen, they're still talking about Chekhov, and it's silly. Gogol, maybe, with his addiction to the fantastic. And Nabokov, who liked to levitate. In this country, Bernard Malamud, whose heart flew out of his mouth. In Latin America, any one of the magical realists. But Tolstoya is some kind of firebird, a Sufi dervish dancing on a language jet stream, up, up and away from the crowded communal apartments, the locked rooms, foolish dreams, forgotten loves, lost chances, and missed connections of the Soviet quotidian. Of course these stories are political. One man with special privileges in the party hierarchy imagines he is an angel, untouchable. Another, brain-damaged, wants to be a writer, but the only word he can scrawl is night. A third, contemplating the land masses on his office globe, disbelieves Australia and decides to abolish the erroneous continent. A fourth, a poet, cohabits with a young African woman, hoping to sire a new Pushkin. A governess from pre-revolutionary days dies forgotten, like liberal values, like childhood itself. A survivor of the gulag tells a casual lie about an innocent stranger, and everyone chooses to believe him because it's easier than facing the truth about themselves. A loveless teacher of geography dreams, as we are told, of the very bottom of the heavy round earth, where the blue string bag of the meridians tightens into a stiff knot, and a frost-covered skier slowly wanders upside down among the delicate ice glades of Queen Maud Land. But in each story, mind itself is landlocked in a drab geography of bad poets, party hacks, the three spare parts of Marxism, and the 17 reasons for gradual transformation. A delusional system where everybody runs in place, like the three sisters on six legs who never got to Moscow. A never-never land where owning two cows locates you in what is called dangerous proximity to Kulak circles, and people even steal your curtains. Language, exuberant and surreal, is the only agency of levitation available to these characters to get out of the drab. By acrobatics of the word, they escape into alternative geographies, from which they look down on Burma and Bombay, on the Vatican and Rome and gondolas in Venice, on a prince of Cambodia and an emperor of Japan, on New Guinea, Antarctica, and all the way to Africa, where we're told the equator curved like a morning rainbow melting in the sky. Everything's possible, says one character. Why not? Everything's exotic over there. But here, nothing but nothing at all ever happens anywhere, anytime, anyhow. But something did happen after Tolstoya wrote these splendid stories. As if by magic, at what she calls the fairy tale restaurant, all of Russia levitated into the air and vertigo.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Sleepwalker in a Fog, new stories by Tatiana Tolstoya. This is Fresh Air.